from the UBO Business Services Studios. You're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com.
Sing, D. That's it, that's it. Yo, happy midday, happy Saturday to everybody, Real Life and Real Talk Nation, tuning in. It's your man, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Tyler Vandross. And listen to me, I always come to the microphone with a smile on my face, energy to waste. And if you're looking for inspiration and empowerment, you are in the right space to get to that place in your life. Love you all and respect you all. I'm so proud that y'all are taking the time to be with me on this Saturday, midday. You could have been doing anything and everything that you wanted to do on a Saturday, but yet here you are tuned in, listened in, and I promise you that I'm guaranteeing you that I will bring my A game to the stage, and it's with great humility. When I woke up this morning, that's the only word that hit my mind fresh when my feet hit the floor. With great humility that I come here to 104.9 The Horn and to do this Saturday show with each and every one of you. There is a real movement with Real Life and Real Talk. There's a buzz within the city. There's a buzz within Central Texas taking place about what we do here on this show. And I just want everybody to know I thank you. I thank you so very much for y'all taking the opportunity to listen, for showing the love, for following. There's a small community that we are creating. It's so big when people have taken the time throughout my show to just like text in, be vulnerable, send in messages, and just talk about how you vibe with the topics, how they resonate with you, and really and truly open up so that your thoughts, your words could potentially help somebody else. Like, that means the world. That is a breakthrough. So shout out to Brad Willis, Eric Lugo, Easy Money Justin, Martin Borrell, Chris Crispy. These are individuals who I have never met a day in my life, right? But to show you how radio works, I feel like I've been knowing these gentlemen for quite some time because of the way that we interact on Twitter, on social media handles. So I really appreciate y'all for all the retweets, all the IG reposts, all the live segments that y'all do saying that you're listening into the show. That is the fuel that adds to my fire to bring my A game and to really and truly keep this thing going. Like, I approach this show with so much passion, so much energy, and so much drive. Public speaking is not something that I play with. You know, professional speaking is not something that I take lightly. Like, in this field, I literally wake up every day seeking to fulfill the desires of my heart. If I can't get up and I can't share what's on my mind, y'all, I will go absolutely nuts. I will go bonkers. So it's my mission to operate in this mold that I am comfortable with, to operate in my gift, if you will, of public speaking. And I want y'all to write this down because, you know, I come with the punchlines, taglines early. When you listen to this show, if you have not listened before, yo, get a pen and some paper, because I promise you that something will be said, something will be done, a text will be sent in that will help better bless your life, but you won't catch it unless you have something to write down. I want y'all to think about this. I talked to you just a second ago about how important it is for me to fulfill my heart's desire. And if I don't, I will go crazy. If I don't utilize my gift 24/7, 365 out the year, I'm not doing a due justice to society and the world that we live in. And here's my take on it. I literally believe foolish people will multiply when wise men and wise women are silent. let that marinate on your cerebellum for a second. I mean, we haven't even gotten into the root of what I want to talk about today, but I really and truly feel that if you don't operate in your gift and if you don't fulfill the calling that has been placed over your heart, foolish people multiply when wise men and wise women are silent. And I want everybody for a second to take a hard look at yourself. Think about your life and how you live it throughout the course of a day. And are you utilizing your gift and the calling that is on your heart to make the world a better place? If you don't, foolish people will multiply. And a big reason why the world is where it is today is because we as individuals have been sitting on that thing that makes us unique. We've been sitting on that thing that makes us special. We've been sitting on that thing that poses an offering to better the world. And because we aren't being who we are called to be, foolish people have acted in our absence. Right. And they're taking away from what the world was destined and designed to be. So make sure you're fulfilling that calling over your heart, y'all. It's your man, TC Speaks. I'm going live and direct here on 104.9 The Horn. Tyler Campbell, forgive me for not sending a special shout out to my man, Sam or Isaiah in the booth today. Zay is my guy. I love him and respect him. You know, I can't rock and do this thing without the sound man in the booth. So, Zay, I hope you're getting it in today. My brother from another mother. And if you can, Isaiah, please cue that TC Speaks line whenever you get a chance. Good, good. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all know how we do it. Let's get into it then. So much taking place across the country right now. More and more kids getting ready to enter back into the school year, right? School is getting ready to go underway, and I'm all about trying to stay as relevant as possible when doing this show. And as I prepared my son for him going back to school this past Thursday, it's like it made me start to think about who are the teachers in my life that really played a pivotal role. All right. And I want everybody to think about that. Like literally text in, leave comments. I want you all to think about who's that one teacher in your life that really changed the game for you. And what I mean by change the game in you, I mean, there's always one teacher who gave you a little bit more attention than most, right? There's always somebody else who believed and saw something in you that you, quite frankly, could not see in and within yourself. Who is that teacher for you? And when I think about who that teacher was for me, it takes me all the way back to seventh grade. And her name was Mrs. Lori Schock. She was a new teacher that had just gotten to Hill Country Middle School when I was a seventh grader. And we clicked immediately. And a big reason why is because I think she reminded me so much of how my mother was from a disciplinarian standpoint. Like, Miss Schock came from El Paso, Texas. All right. So she had seen gangs. She was used to dealing with minorities. She was used to dealing with people of color. And so that was something that was so necessary for my life growing up in the west side of Austin, coming through Westlake. Right. And having a teacher that was not afraid to get on people and tell them to straighten up and fly right and play no games and didn't let people feel like they were entitled. Right. She came wanting your best in the classroom and she held you to that standard. And while most people didn't like Miss Schock, yo, I vibed 100% with her. Why? Because she reminded me of my mama, and my mama was like, don't play no games. And so when I found her as a teacher, because I became so enamored with her as a person, what it caused me to do is love language arts. And in her classroom, I literally discovered the gift to write. All right. Stay with me, y'all. This is all because a teacher loved on me, spent time with me, and she was somebody who I really respected. And she told me, she said, Tyler, you are really a bright kid. I want you to stay with English and stay with writing because you have something special. Yo, nobody had ever told me that before. And because she invested her time in me, my 11 to 12 year old self, because I was always a year behind everybody else in the seventh grade, because she spoke those words to me, I always made A's in English class. It didn't matter if I went to college. English and writing were always my best subjects. Writing became natural to me. Grammar was easy. Predicate nominative, predicate adjective, subject verb agreements, direct indirect objects, prepositional phrases. These were all things that I picked up with ease starting in the seventh grade. And by her loving on me, by a teacher, just a regular public school teacher, telling me I can. My gift to write, my gift to enunciate, my gift to dream, put my thoughts on a piece of paper or eloquently state them. Those are the things that I still live and have a solid foundation on even until this day. And that is only, literally just because of a seventh grade English teacher. Yo, who would have even thought? So I'll challenge you all. Who is that person for you? Who is that teacher that spoke into your life? Leave me some comments. Send me some messages. Text that in to our site here or to our booth here at 104.9 The Horn and let us know, because there's always a teacher who paid dividends. And if you think it's just me, I read an amazing story from the great Denzel Washington, y'all. And I don't know about y'all, but yo, I love movies. And one of my favorite actors of all time, hands down, is Mr. Denzel Washington. Y'all, look, if you watch Denzel movies, you know the brother has one of the strongest walks. Like, before he even opens up his mouth, if you just watch Denzel walk. Woo, like you watch the movie The Equalizer, you just watch some of them scenes on how he moves. Yo, you can't help but get geeked. But because I love Denzel, I always do a lot of research in the back of my mind of the people, right? I always am intrigued as to how they made it to the stardom that they made it. And for Denzel Washington, it literally comes over a teacher who spoke into his life when he was at Fordham University up there in New York. And an English teacher spoke into his life and told him some special things, and he read this, or he stated this in an interview. It's an interview done on an article called God Post, and these are the words of Denzel Washington as he's going through Fordham University, and English teacher Bob Stone. Oh man, Bob Stone spoke into Denzel's life, and he is the reason why you see Denzel Washington where he is to this day. Check this out, real life and real talk. Denzel said, after I appeared in a student production of Othello, Bob wrote a letter of recommendation for me to grad school. And what he basically said was, if you don't have the talent to nurture this young man, meaning Denzel Washington, if you don't have the talent to nurture this young man, then don't accept him. Wow. Meaning that he's sitting on a wealth of talent, like that Denzel has something in his young 20s. And if you can't cultivate that, don't accept him, because he doesn't deserve that. You need to put him around some people who can help cultivate this man and groom him, because he has stardom written all over him. And what Denzel said was, I must have read that letter over 100 times from the time he gave it to me. And each time I thought, wow, if he thinks I'm that good, then I'm going to live up to those words. And he put a fire underneath me. For years, I have kept that letter in my pocket. I still have it to this day. And whenever things get tough, whenever I have doubts about a role, I read that letter, and that letter propels me to say that I have this and that I have my gift, and I'm going to utilize it to bless the world. That's Denzel Washington's article from God Post. And so I always like to bring things full circle. A teacher has the capability to do that. And for all the educators who are listening in, to all the administrators who listen into my show, I want to take the time to tell you that I know things are difficult. I know things are different with the whole virtual world of learning. But I want you to not forget why it is that you got into teaching in the first place. You got into teaching to reach the children, and know that your job can serve as the catalyst to get a person to believe in themselves so they can do amazing things as they go out and push into the world. If they're 7-year-old, 6-year-old, 5, all the way to my teenagers, 18 years old, you have the capability to allow people to see something in themselves, allow people to see something that they can't even see within themselves. You have to work that much harder as an educator to reach our youth. And I get that. It's difficult, but as long as you can approach your profession with your A game, it's going to allow us to continue to move forward from an education standpoint within this country, allow us to be the elite that we aspire to be in America. So I just wanted to give that brief shout out to all the teachers. A teacher changed my life, Mrs. Lori Shock. I still have a relationship with her to this day. She is a friend. And if it had not been for a teacher, I don't know, we don't know where Denzel Washington would be still to this day. Shout out to my mother-in-law, Mrs. Cynthia Hopkins, who encouraged me all the way out in the Bay Area in Oakland. She encouraged me to do some more in-depth, groundbreaking looks at Denzel Washington. So shout out to my mother-in-law. I'm quick to give credit to everybody because everybody poses a place of making me better as a human being, which in turn, if I'm getting better, that means I can utilize my gift to make everybody listening in better. And if you're wondering how the relationship is with my seventh grade teacher, she is a big reason why I am handling multiple sclerosis the way that I am. She introduced me to a book called Healing Multiple Sclerosis by Anne Baroche, and I challenge those who are listening in, because I have an MS community who listens in, check that book out, Healing Multiple Sclerosis, and you get an in-depth look into somebody who beat MS or put it into remission and how she did those things, really taking a step back and monitoring what goes into her body. This is real life, real talk. Tyler Campbell, Mr. TC Speaks, Tyler Vandross coming in with the singing. I'll catch you on the other side of this break. We'll start to transition over into talking about our goals and how we don't only just achieve our goals, but how we stay on top. It's not enough to get there on this journey, but what do you do when you get there to ensure that you stay there? Take us out, Isaiah. You see, I am everyday people. Oh, I love it. I love it. That's Arrested Development, man. People every day jamming in the background. Today's theme music, y'all, we have a 90s theme music, right? I really started digging back into my childhood and thinking about that music that really played a pivotal role. You know what I'm saying? I'm somebody who grew up in the times when, like, Yo MTV Raps was just popping. BET was hitting the wave. Donnie Simpson, Video Soul, The Basement, Rap City, like, all of that. The whole hip-hop music movement was really taking place. Those of y'all who are younger, you understand, y'all wear tighter clothes now. My young folks who listen in, y'all are about the tight clothes. When I was growing up, it was like the baggier the better. The baggier the better. And being in Texas, how important it was to starch clothes. So cross colors, all of that stuff. When I listened to that song by Arrested Development, People Every Day, oh, man, it's one of those songs where you immediately hear it and it puts you in an upbeat mood. Real life and real talk nation, Tyler Campbell, I'm back in the building. We're on the other side of this break. We just finished talking about, if you're just tuning in, we just finished speaking about the importance of you fulfilling who you're called to be. You know, if you don't do those things, foolish people multiply when wise men and wise women are silent. You know, when you're not being who you're called to be. When there's a standard of excellence that you set, and when you don't correct people who are in the wrong about certain things, that's when foolish people have the tendency to multiply. But above all else, when you aren't being who you're called to be, you're not blessing the world with your gift. Like so often I say that, I just want to remind people of that. But write that thing down. And then we talked about the importance of teachers with everything going on back to school. It would behoove me to not say something to encourage the teachers, and gave everybody a story about, you know, Denzel Washington and how a teacher changed his life. And I was able to open up and be transparent as to how my seventh grade English teacher changed my life. And by her giving me the gift, or showcasing to me I have the gift to write, that's something I utilize in my public speaking all the time, because when I put things on paper, it's like my mind just goes into a whole nother world. I can't explain it. So thank you, Mrs. Shock, my seventh grade English teacher. Love you and respect you. And watch this, because she played such a pivotal role in my life and we stayed connected, my teacher has helped me get gigs. She's seen my gifts. She believes in me. So she's helped me as a professional speaker, like, reach out to her circle, and I've gotten gigs, paid gigs at that. So thank you so very much, Mrs. Shock. And she blessed my life with helping me to get more in depth and more insight as to how I care for myself as an MS patient. So teachers,
you have that capability to impact, use it, even the virtual world that we live in. So then I want to also transition over, y'all. Tyler Campbell, TC Speaks. Y'all can reach me at TCSpeaks32 on all social media platforms. And I'm Tyler at TCSpeaks.com. Like, anytime you want to send me any information, I'll be more than happy to clue you into the show and shout you out. Love to hear about what everybody thinks on this next segment. We're talking about goals. And, you know, call me crazy. I'm a bit more naive, you know, than most people. But I honestly just feel that everybody in the world has the capability to decide, like, if they have a goal, you can do everything that is necessary to achieve that goal. Like, you have the capability to get to or achieve whatever you desire to achieve. I feel it is as simple as just making up the choice to agree with yourself that you're going to be in relentless passion, pursuit, and consistency to go after it. And doing those things, you will have what it is that you want to have in this life. I feel like it's that simple. And we as human beings, we're more complicated. We tend to overthink. And by overthinking, we stand in the way of getting to our goal. So that being said, I come with the mindset of believing if you have a goal for yourself, yo, you can get there. But what I'm more encouraged and what I feel more of a need to do today with our time together on Real Life and Real Talk is to focus my attention on not for you to achieve your goal, but to focus more in depth on what it is that you need to do to ensure that you stay at that level once your goal is achieved. Like, it's not enough to get there. What are you going to do as a human being, as a goal setter, to stay there? Because I feel like once you get it wrapped around your mind and you get a flow as to how you stay there, that produces longevity. And when you produce longevity, that means that you are going to have a sense of staying power, and you will be in the game for whatever it is that you're choosing to do with your life for a long period of time. Like, we're not trying to do any one hit wonders on Real Life and Real Talk. We're trying to have longevity. And I feel like it's always important, yes, to remember the things that you did to get to your goal. Like, I don't want to speak over that. I don't want people to believe I'm not saying overlook the journey. The journey is very much important. I feel that it's easy, though, for people to be reminded of the journey as to how they got there. That's an easy and simple solution. What I'm challenging everybody to do, and write this down and let it marinate your cerebellum: the journey is important, yes, but what I'm asking for you all to do is see the end in the beginning of your journey. Because if you can see the end, once you get to the top, you're going to ensure that you do all the things necessary to stay there. So you already have the mindset to say, I'm going to achieve this goal. I'm going to get there. Even in the beginning, when you started, have a mindset of belief that you're going to get there. You see the end in the beginning of your journey. So when you make it, it's not as big of a shock or surprise to you, because you know and had that belief long before anybody put money in your pocket, long before you got the pay raise, long before you got the thank yous, long before you got the great letters of recommendation and the referrals, long before you started taking over and being CEO of a company, long before that, you saw that from the very beginning. So when you get there, it doesn't change you. You have the end, even at the very beginning, as a mindset of your own. Because when you climb the top of that mountain, you know, if you want to stay at the top of that mountain, you got to build a house. And when you're making the investment to build a house isn't temporary. That means you're going to have some staying power. Respect the journey, never forget it, but also have the mindset that, yo, I'm going to build a house when I get to the top of this journey. And upon building this house, that means I'm going to stay on top of my field for a prolonged period of time. And when I think about this, like, I'm always intrigued. I love to research people who've been at the top of their game for a long period of time. You know, it may not necessarily mean that they're a Grammy Award winning artist all the time. It may not necessarily mean that they are a perennial all-star or Hall of Famer or Heisman Trophy winner. I value people more for their staying power, like their consistency to do something at an elite level for a prolonged period of time. Like, when we think about some of the greatest to ever play the game of basketball, honestly speaking, when I said the greatest, I'm sure, like, Larry Bird, you know, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, Shaq, Kobe, like Mike Jordan, like those are the people that probably popped in your head. But for me, I honestly look at somebody like Vince Carter. Yes, Vince Carter, coming from the University of North Carolina. Vince Carter played professional basketball, y'all, for 22 years. 22 years in the NBA. He retired when he was 43. Do y'all know how hard it is to be able to do that with all the shaping, with all the bruising, with all the battering that goes on with your body to be able to handle the NBA for 22 years? Yo, in my opinion, you are the elite of the elite. Why? Because you had longevity. Vince saw at the beginning the end in mind, and it wasn't just enough for him to make the NBA. He thought about, what is it that I'm going to have to do to stay there? What is it I'm going to have to do to stay there? 22 years. Jackie Slater, shout out to all the people of Jackson State University, HBCU, the alums that listen in, because a few of you do listen in. When I look at Jackie Slater coming from Jackson State in the NFL as an offensive lineman, Jackie Slater played in the league 20 years. Yo, he got in the league before my pops got into the league and was there long after. Staying power as an offensive lineman playing the same position. If you don't do sports, let's go here. This is Central Texas. I'm going to talk about Uncle Willie. I call him Uncle Willie. It's like family. When Willie Nelson is 87 years old, ladies and gentlemen, he is 87 years old. Even if you don't know country music like that, when I say Willie Nelson, you still know who that is. You know what Willie is about. 87 years. And he still loves touring just as much as anything. Like, in talking to my pops and you talk to people who are around him, like, if Willie can't tour, he doesn't know what to do with life. Because touring, being in the crowd, operating in his gift in terms of longevity, that's the thing that keeps him going. 87 years old and he's still touring. Probably going nuts right now because of the corona times and he can't get out there and do what it is that he loves. But lastly, yo, sticking with music, what about Jay-Z? We're talking about staying power. We're talking about staying on top of that mountain, building a home on top of that mountain. It's not just enough to climb it. What will you do to stay there? Jay-Z evolved, right? He started out lyrically as a rap artist, hip-hop artist, all right? One of the best in the game. But as he got older, he became more entrenched with business, right? Developed a multi-million dollar art contract. Took the music game to a whole nother level by purchasing all the rights of his own music. He's heavily involved in business, has stakes and claims in Bacardi and Uber and philanthropy throughout out the window. So much so, like, the younger generation, they don't necessarily see Jay-Z as the artist so much like we came up with. They see Jay-Z the businessman. And it's because he climbed that mountain as an artist, but he slowly evolved himself so that he could stay on top of the mountain by getting involved in business endeavors and philanthropy. Like, I just read, I think like last week, Jay-Z cleared all the debt for rapper DMX. It was over $12 million of debt with Def Jam, I believe. And because Jay-Z has solidified himself not only as a rap artist, but now as a businessman and mogul, up there with some of the names of like Warren Buffett and other people with his worth, as somebody who came out as a hip-hop artist and to where he is now, he's clearing people's debt for $12 million and doing amazing work within the community, especially amongst people of color. You know, and so you have to admire that. You have to respect it. But it's a willingness for once you get to your goal, you got to slowly evolve with that thing. Flip your mindset, because what you did to get there is great. But you have to have another switch, because you have to soon figure out, what is it that I'm going to do to stay at this level of greatness that I'm aspiring to live out and achieve each and every day. And that's something that really hits home with me. As I get more entrenched in content, I admire some of the greatest people in the profession, like the Les Browns, the Eric Thomases of the world, the Tony Robbinses of the world. Like, these are people who have stayed on top of this public speaking game forever, you know, for decades at a time. And I admire that, and I take notes. So what I'm challenging everybody to do is look at the people who are the most elite at what they do. Not only think about what it is that they did to get there, but what is it that they do to stay there? Like, why are we still talking about these people even still to this day? Why are they so relevant? Why are they so powerful? What is it about them that really and truly makes them tick? And you write those things down and you put them into your own life. It's a boss move. You know, it's how you stay on top of the game. Tyler Campbell here, Real Life and Real Talk, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, at TC Speaks 32. My email is tyler@tcspeaks.com, if you will. And we're transitioning more about that goal mindset. Like, I really want to piggyback off of that, talk about that more in depth. And what it caused me to do is really look at my father, right, and how my dad and I had a conversation this week. You know, because when we're talking about the greatest to ever do things, how amazing is it to have somebody in your arsenal that you can pick up the phone, have a conversation with, and ask them how they got to the level that they got to and what kept them there? And I sat back and I said, yo, I have my father. Like, I got a Heisman Trophy winner. I've got an official Texas State hero, as stated by our state legislator. I've got a Heisman Trophy winner. I've got one of the greatest fathers to ever walk the face of this earth, in my opinion. And I know I'm being biased, but I was just like, why not pick my father's brain and ask him, like, what kept him there? Like, it wasn't enough just to get to the league, but what kept him there at the top? We'll get into that on the other side of this break. This is Tyler Campbell, your host for Real Life and Real Talk. We'll speak more in depth, and I'll take you behind the scenes in terms of that conversation that we'll have with my father, the great. This always gets me. The great Earl Campbell. See you then. Let's go. Take us out, Isaiah. Yes, yes. Sing, Robin S. You got to show me love. Tired of broken promises. Oh, man. Hey, listen, y'all. I'm an 80s baby. I'm an 80s baby, so the 90s music movement means everything to me. Oh, Robin S., you've got to show me love. And those of y'all tuning in for the first time, that's why I say Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Tyler Vandross. Yes, after the great Luther Vandross. And I say that because I'm somebody who just loves life, and I appreciate living in the moment. I'm blessed to have a radio show, so how dare I not get on the microphone and give you all of my energy, all of my passion, with every fiber of my being, to ensure that I am doing my job as your host to make you walk out of the show better than you came in. And part of that is the music, man. My bumper music. We're going for a 90s movement. I'm reminiscing on some of the great shows of BET, MTV, Yo MTV, Raps, Video Soul. I'm thinking about, like, all the cross colors and the baggy jeans, starch, you know, coming from Texas. It's like Stay Flow starch. You know, you put a little bit of water, shake it up. It was about having starch down and being creased up, letting your jeans make that scratch, 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 scratch noise when you walk. The better starch, the better. But this 90s music was definitely a pivotal role in my life. And you heard Robin S., yo, Show Me Love, you know, great crossover music. But Tyler Campbell, Mr. TC Speaks, at TC Speaks 32, tyler@tcspeaks.com. You can check out my website, iamtylercampbell.com. You'll learn more about me as a professional speaker and how I do what I do and how much I really and truly genuinely care about the well-being of my fellow brothers and my fellow sisters. I want to see everybody grow. I want to see everybody play a pivotal role into changing this world that we live in for the better through enthusting who it is that you're supposed to be into the world, so that we can all be better as a result. So we talked briefly about the importance of teachers. I gave kind of my two cents and utilized Denzel Washington as a story as to why teachers are so important. We then talked about goals and how it's important to climb that mountain. You know, you want to never forget what it took for you to accomplish that goal. But I feel what's even more important is to live a life where you see the end, even with the beginning, even at the beginning of your journey, and already see yourself fulfilling the goal of getting to the top so that you can focus your attention on doing whatever is necessary to ensure that you stay at the top. All right. Get to the top of a mountain and focus on staying there. Build a house on top of that mountain, because when you make the investment to build a house, that means you plan on staying there for a while. It means that you are aspiring to be the elite as to what you're doing for a while. So we talked about that. And now I want to give people a conversation that just kind of changed my life for the rest of the week. Like I said, I'm so blessed to have a father So proud to have a father, but who not just present, but made his presence felt. I think y'all have heard me say that, you know, tag that down. Live a life where you don't just make, where you're just not present in the lives of people who are close to you, but you do everything in your power to ensure that you make your presence felt. And I asked my questions, my dad a question. I was sitting in the parking lot of Best Buy, and I just literally called up my dad, and I was like, man, Pop, what is it that you did when you got to the National Football League to ensure that you were going to have staying power there? Like, what is it that your mindset was to ensure, like, it's not enough for me to just make it to the league? Like, I'm going to be here for a while, and I want to be somebody that people talk about decades after I'm done. Like, I want to stamp my name into the history books of the NFL. And my pop was like, man, Tyler, you know, I know that I had a gift. But he was like, when I got to the league, there was a little bit of doubt there. And the reason being, well, like, when my pop came into the league, he said Bum Phillips, the head coach at that time for the Houston Oilers, put him through like a conditioning test when he was drafted as a rookie for the Houston Oilers. And my pop was like, yo, they had a conditioning test where the running backs had to run a mile. And he was like, Tyler, I got to be honest with you. I didn't finish my mile. He was like, I think I made three laps, but I couldn't finish. And he said how, because he was a first round draft pick, how the locker room was kind of stirred. People had their doubts. It was like, did we waste our attention? The first pick of the NFL draft in that year, did we waste it on Earl Campbell? You know how people are chattering, and it's a different locker room in professional sports, as I can imagine. And my pop said, like, what most people didn't understand was that I'm a terrible practice player. I don't practice good. I never have. But when you turn on those lights, when you turn on those Sunday night lights, those Monday night lights, it's like a different monster comes out. And that's what my dad said. A different monster came out. And when I look at the history, when I started to do more digging, do y'all recognize that my father's first play, Earl Campbell's first play from scrimmage against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, Georgia, my father's first touch in the National Football League, he took 80 yards. And he said it was like the mood of the locker room totally changed because people had that look as uncertainty as if he would be the person that they aspired for him to be. It was like the huddle looked differently from the offensive lineman and Dan Pastorini as a quarterbacker. The whole sideline mood had changed. And it's because, like, for him it wasn't enough to make it to the National Football League. He knew that he could do something. Other people doubted it. And after they had put the doubt in, they saw his work, it changed everything for him. And so one of the biggest ways in which you ensure that you stay there, when you're throwing through your process, understand that life is going to help you out along the way. Understand that there are going to be people who are going to be placed in your life to actually see you do what it is that you do. My dad said, I always knew that I had a gift. I knew that God had given me something special that he didn't give everybody else. But I can't lie, when other people start to see that gift in motion, it encourages you. You know, my dad would say that people knew that if we could just get to the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left and we had the lead, they had the confidence in me to know that, yo, I'm going to do if you just give the ball to Earl, if we can just make our block on 25 lead, Earl's going to take care of the West. Right? So people will have that confidence in you, that aura in you to keep pushing you, to keep encouraging you, to believe in you, and you couple that with your belief in yourself. But when you have that belief of other people, it makes it to where you stay on top of that mountain, right? And I love the conversation that I'm having with my father at this particular time. Why? Because I feel like where I am as a professional speaker in my life, like when you're at the elite or when you're at that level of when you figured out what it is that you want to do with your life, you can still have the elite conversations with people who are the greats at what they do. And the reason being is because what they felt, their ability to recognize a gift, their ability to help unite and lead people around them, those are the same things that you and I as listeners do on a regular basis. We may not be the Hall of Famers. We may not be the CEOs. We may not be the elite of an organization. We may not be at the elite of the profession. We might not be the dynamic musician right now, but at least we know that when having a gift, you use it. And then when people see your gift, they compliment it on it on you. They compliment you on it, rather. Those are the same things that other people who are the elite at what they've done can identify with. So that lets you know that you're on the right path. My father figured he was on the right path. I figured I was on the right path because people started to see my gift. And in my times of uncertainty, I would rely on their words of encouragement, those words of affirmation, and to say like, "Yo, Tyler, you really crushed it on stage," or your speech really registered with me. And in hearing that, it's like, yo, I'm new to the game, but yo, when you tell me that, I feel like I can go through and keep doing this thing. I can push through other barriers. That's how my father felt in the league. When he was saying that, I really felt what he was saying, because it was like, I felt it. I've lived that. And even though he's the elite and I'm not the elite at what I'm doing, yo, I could identify with that because those are things that I hear on a regular and routine basis. And those things are what ignite me to give life everything that I have with every fiber of my being with public speaking, you know. And I want you all to think about like The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, right? The pivotal role players like the Dennis Rodmans, the Ron Harpers, the Tony Kukoches, the Scottie Pippins. If you listen very closely to that documentary, you hear people say that watching Michael Jordan approach the game and seeing his poetry in motion and the way that he lived his life, how hard he worked, it made everybody else work that much harder. And they knew that if they did their part as a team, then this is good for business. If they did their part as a team, their leader and MJ would ensure that they had the victory. Their leader and MJ would ensure that they were holding up another championship trophy at the end of the year. You see, so you have the capability to touch other people around. And that's what my father also said about the locker room. Like, cats really knew that Earl was going to bring his A game. If we just did our part, Earl would take us to the promised land. And that's how my dad knew that God equipped him with a special gift. And so if you listen to this show, I always talk about how God gave you something. And those are the little nuggets along the way. When people compliment you, when people give you those words of affirmation, that's God's way of saying, "See my son," or "See my daughter, you're on the right track with your life. You just keep on going." Right? You keep on going and you begin to get encouraged. You begin to wake up every single day with the mindset of knowing that you have something to get up and go out and achieve. All right? But recognize every day that you wake up, you have a choice. You get to decide. And this is where things go left or they go right for people when they're experiencing success. Because you really see the true person when success hits their way. Will they become complacent? Will they become lazy? Or will they get fueled even harder to go out and do this thing on a regular and consistent basis? You see and learn a lot about who you are as a person when success comes your way. Because there comes a pivotal road with a pivotal fork in that road where you decide if you're going to go left and on the right or if you're going to go right. And it all is designed by a choice. That's why I tell people all you have to do is make up your mind that this or whatever it is that you desire is what you're going to go after. You make that choice and the steps that you take with that choice are going to allow you to get to where it is that you are desiring to be. But shout out to my father, because I felt like that was just a real conversation. And it let me know that I may not be the elite as most people in their profession right now. But those things that propel people to their elitism within the profession are the same things that regular you and I are experiencing in our start out levels that will propel us to eventually get to where it is that we want to be. You can have those same conversations with people because that thing that you feel in your heart that stirs you to try to go after a certain profession, try to utilize your gift to go after a certain thing. That is exactly what the greats utilized. They're just at the elite of where they are right now. And that's everything that you are aspiring to be. So with that success, y'all, understand that laziness and complacency will sneak up on you like a snake in the grass if you're not careful. We learn a lot about who we are as people when success truly comes our way. How many one-hit wonders do we know in the music game? All right. How many actors do we see or actresses do we see playing in amazing roles and then we never hear from them again? How many athletes do we hear about having amazing seasons or amazing games and then we never truly hear about them ever again? And it's because once you get that taste of success, complacency and laziness, they have a way of sneaking up on you like a snake in the grass. So see the end in sight from the very beginning. And just know that what's at the top of that mountain to stay there, it's going to be that much more difficult than getting there. Getting there, I don't think, is the difficult part. It's staying there. And it's because our success brings about laziness and complacency, because we're at a whole nother level. And as long as you can have that mindset to know that you've never arrived in anything, and as long as you can keep on hungering, like my father said about him in the National Football League, oh, those are the things that propel the greats to be great. Yo, Tom Brady shouldn't be playing ball. Vince Carter shouldn't have done 22 years. Jackie Slater shouldn't have done 20 years. Willie Nelson shouldn't be 87 years old doing it. Ah, but it's that taste. It's that taste, that fire that creeps up into your soul when knowing that God gave you something that he didn't give everybody else. That thing keeps you humble while also keeping you hungry. My name is Tyler Campbell. I love you all. I respect you all. Look forward to seeing you all next week. Real life and real talk. It's not about just climbing that mountain, setting goals, and achieving them. What is it that you're going to do to stay there, to stay relevant, to stay on top of your game? Only a dead fish goes with the flow. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Peace!